December 14, 2003, it's Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
From Pedro Show, December 14th, 2003. That was the Reactionaries. Well, we started with John Coltrane, Stellar Regions, an alternate take in that record. And then right there was Tony Gets Wasted and Pedro by the Reactionaries in 1979. Basically, the Minuteman, D. Boone, Georgie, and myself, with Martin Tamburovich singing. It was four-piece. So, kind of going to dedicate this show to Martin. I learned last night after the gig that last week he'd been living up in San Francisco for the last 15 years or so. You know, Pedro boy, born and raised here, but moved to San Francisco in the late 80s. Well, I was told last night he died last week, passed away from an illness pretty quickly, and kind of heavy for me. Martin, along with D. Boone and myself, started New Alliance Records. 1980, part of the Reactionaries, like I said, just a dear friend, and only 45 years old. Quite sad. So, Martin, this is for you. This is the first record we put out as New Alliance, a compilation called Cracks in the Sidewalk, and he has a song on here called Sharp Corners, a lot from Pedro Show.
Century, loyal to the green. Born with a gift, a woman who took charge in a restless nation, her name was known afar. Grace, they all knew your face from Galway, Rome to Spain. You traded everything from prayers to dangerous men, no prisoners. The world belonged to you. When the white sea horses called to you, the sails afield again. No horizon was too far for you, your galleons and your men. But did you feel alone? When your heart troubled you. You took Elizabeth and her court by storm, and hope they closed the gates to you, no shelter from the warm. You took the hostage child, left them with regrets. Now daily hospitality they never will forget. When the white sea horse is cold to you, the sails are filled again. No horizon was too far for you, your galleons and your men. But did you feel alone when your heart troubled you? Brought back port wine. You smuggled Scottish cattle glass. They were spears in the English spine. You held more in the man's world than the man could wish to hold. And you sailed into history, Ireland's woman on her own.
Pedro Show. That was Slivers. Slivers was a band in the early 80s with Martin Timberovich on sax, but it was really Greg Hurley's band. Greg Hurley, younger brother of George Hurley. And they had a couple other cats in the band too. Maybe Bob on keyboard and Rick Wilder on drums, I think, which was Martin's cousin. Yeah, the info is kind of scant on these guys.
Early days.
And I can't remember so well. So I apologize. I apologize for that. Before the Slivers. Well, anyway, that was a song called Sport off the Chunks compilation, which was actually the third record that we put out. First one was Cracks in the Sidewalk, and I think the second one was can't remember. I know the fourth one was Joy, Minuteman EP. Seventh one was Land Speed Record. NAR002, which album was.
How many did you guys total that?
I think 34. I think the Dose album was the last. Hirono Kan Dose, the second Dose record. Anyway, before Slivers, we had The White Seahorse by Ken O'Malley. And then before that, we had Plebes with a song called Change. Plebes was a band Martin had with Ken Starkey and Gino Pusta, two Pedro guys. And they put out a four-song, 7-inch on New Alliance. Yeah, that was number 11. They put that in 82. That was 20 years ago. 21 years ago. And Plebes, pretty intense band. They used a drum machine, Radio Shack one. I think I had two or three settings. And pretty trippy. I remember doing a gig at Croatia Hall, and they played before us and got the crowd so wound that they threw everything they had. We only got a couple songs. Yeah. This is after racing down from the next gig.
It'd be some wild times.
First time we played Roxy, and here we had a chance to do a gig in our own town, so we raced down to get all this, and the Plebes fired people up. I mean, those were Square Johns. They were a jock, kind of new wave.
Yeah.
I remember when we came in the club, they were playing Turning Japanese.
Yeah, those days in Pedro, it was like oldies. That's all people dig, the oldies.
Yeah, they were 18, 19 years old. I mean, it was... I mean, I don't mean to make fun, but damn, is it easy to. And I was in a cast, because I just had knee surgery, so motherfuckers... Or whatever, dissatisfied folks. You know, throwing glasses at me and ice. And,
man, I was mad. And there'd be a few inches of beer on the floor. And
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bunch of clowns. I mean, you know, it wasn't just them. There was a lot of pads that stuff happened to us. But that's one I remember in particular with the Plebes. And now, I mean, if anybody's still around from those, listening to this show or whatever, from those days and... who later went on to get, open their horizons and other music. You should consider yourself kind of fortunate because it was quite an event for Pedro back in 1980, 81, whatever. Before Plebes, we had Duke Ellington, this record he did with Charles Mingus and Max Roach called Money Jungle, and that's a song called Backward Country Blues. Pretty wild. And we started off with... Me Too, a song Martin Timberovich wrote, and I played on it, and some other cats did too, maybe Deep Boone. I can't remember, but that was from Cracks in the Sidewalk, the first record we put out as a company. Very inspired by SST and, you know, them putting out Nervous Breakdown and stuff like that, so we wanted to be right in on that. What's this? Slivers is 002. Okay, that was the second New Alliance record before Chunks. Slivers. We'll be playing some more Slivers. In fact, coming right up, Watt from Pedro Show.
Closet.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was Jucifer with Model Year Blowout. Before that, Jenny by Slater Kinney. Reason to Cry by Lucinda Williams. Before that, sorry for the stuttering. We started out with the first side of the Slivers EP. Three songs, Rearranging, Me, and Questions. That is Greg Hurley singing and on the Applesizer, which was like a plastic apple with a microphone attached to it and a marble inside they'd shake around going through a phase shifter. So. Martin on the sax. Rick Wilder on the drums. And I think Bob, I can't remember his last name, on the organ. That was NAR002. That's the second record we put out. And, let me play the other side. More Slivers here on the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you. instead of sleeping alone.
Pedro show
in stereo.
Yeah, sorry about that. Rocky Erickson there, Never Say Goodbye. Before that we had Rip Rig and Panic with Shadows Only There Because of the Sun. As you hear the set list paper get flipped over, a live version of Loose from the Stooges just last month at Long Beach at the All Tomorrow's Party Festival. First song of the gig. It's a pretty intense gig. My ma saw it. Maybe I said that last time. My ma came to the gig last night.
Cool.
Saw Dose. Nels played before us with Norton Wisdom on Payton.
Cool.
Just guitar and Payton. Yeah, it was wild.
Just the two of them?
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
something else, Nels Klein. Right before that, Nels recorded with me. He's doing this song for this compilation, for this record coming out of Mobile. And Talia and her friend Sheila, I think they were at the show at the end last time. We did it. I put on bass and drums. You know, use a machine drum. Can't play drum set in the pad. So we put the song together, and then Nels came in and overdubbed these tense guitar parts. Very proud of him. Nels Klein. Very original. He just wrote a suite for this project he's got called Blue Mid. I think they did it last week. Live. But he's going to record it too, he told me. Remarkable man on the guitar.
Yeah.
Truly. And it was great that all the folks came out to support the kids at the benefit last night. Kira was great. I did okay. Played a little orange bass.
We have some more benefit happening next Saturday for Burrito Day and the birthday.
That's right. Burrito Day. Yeah, and then, yeah, it's on my birthday. And then Dee Piazza's. Please go jam with us. It's going to be Trace.
Uh-huh.
Okay, end of the first hour, December 14, 2003, version of Watt from Pedro Show. Hang tight, please, for the second hour, coming up real soon. December 14, 2003, it's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro show. That's Papa Woody, which is Woody Alpinop's band. A song called Light Years. We start off the second hour with Albert Eiler doing When the Saints Come Marching In. And now I'm pleased to tell you, we got Brother Matt and the Spin Cycle coming up next.
Yahoo!
Thank you. a la música desde hace 40 años. Yo me dedico a la música desde hace 40 años.
We'll be right back. seven Aprils are seducted at a time. The least of these removed, reluctantly subdued, that I might find rose water in my cup. But don't let up and don't let on. That are lime green pouring over furrows in the brow. Occasional response, yet what I really want is losing what I concealed in you. Oh, it's not mine, but don't let on. Makes a better letter, why not write it at the fair? You tell her what you got, then she dismisses the thought of rear. You could just see her nest awaits. Whatever comes, but don't let on.
from Pedro show. Whoa.
What's wrong with the mic? The cable. I got to fix that mic jack there. That was the Fleshtones doing a James Brown song. Don't be a dropout. Remember the Fleshtones? Really funny. Cabaret. Oh, man. No wonder it sounded so funky. You had all the EQ turned down, Brother Matt.
Oh, shit.
Well, my fault for not paying attention.
That's like just that one
it was
state
the,
now.
It was the so record the when board. I played the Red Crayola. You guys aren't supposed to hear that. That's supposed to be talk amongst ourselves. Anyway, if the Red Crayola sounded kind of weird, now we know why. There was like no bass or treble.
We heard that part before.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't a weak recording. It was weak facilitating of the delivery of the sounds. The record was done in the 60s, though, but it sounded a lot better than what you heard. Before Fleshtones, we had Sonny Vincent with Busted. Scott Ashton toured with Sonny Vincent. He told me they played in Croatia.
Oh, yeah?
And they ate at some chow pad there. And it was like during the war. And he was sick for 2 years.
Yeah.
And before Sonny Vincent, we had 5-8, Athens, Georgia, via New York State, man. With And I Don't Give a Damn. And right after Brother Matt's Spin Cycle, very good spin.
Cool, thanks. Cycling. Day Primer.
Brother Matt. For anyway, we played the Red Crayola off their God Bless the Red Crayola and All at Sail with Her. A song called Dearth of Tilth. So Ty has joined us.
Hey.
Hi, it's been a long time. Well, you were here for a little bit last week, huh?
I came late.
Yeah, well, she learned a new word. Meme. You folks know about memes, right? Ideas thought of as viruses. You know, mutating, spreading, infecting, maybe even enlightening.
Hopefully.
Inspiring.
Okay.
Or destroying.
Yeah. Stifling. But we're at the end of the second hour of the Watt for Pedro show, December 14th, 2003 edition. Folks, please hang tight for hour three. December 14th, 2003. It's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro show. Here's
Jack.
Part three of the incredible adventures of Jack Flanders.
Yeah.
Watt for Pedro show.
And now for today's thrilling adventure. Beyond the Merple Mountains. Our hero Jack Flanders received a mysterious package, a large, overstuffed green velvet chair. When Jack sat in the chair, he found himself in another realm where great three-masted flying ships sail the skies. Jack has met his old friends, little Frida and Dr. Missoula. They sail deep into the interiors of this strange world. It was here, in the thick jungles of Zamboura, they discovered the ancient scrolls in the lost Temple of the Moon. As they were deciphering the scrolls, Jack simply faded away, finding himself back in his living room. It's now the following evening. Jack paces the room.
It's almost midnight. I've got to get back there. I have to know if this is actually happening or if I'm going crazy. Am I going crazy? Midnight. The chair. It's becoming alive. It's drawing me to it again. All right. I'll sit. As though the room is swaying. There's someone standing there.
On the other side of the living room, a figure takes shape. A little girl with pigtails. With her comes the rest of the scene. It's no longer the arm of the velvet chair his hand rests upon, but instead, the wooden rail of a sky galleon. Jack looks down. Attached to the sides of the ship are wings, slowly rising and falling as the ship moves through the sky.
I'm back on board the Blue Swallow.
It's night. The stars are brilliant, reaching to the horizons, and above is the Milky Way. Like a bowl of celestial tapioca pudding spilled across the sky.
Little Frida?
Hello, Jack. I kind of figured you'd come back.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Just thinking about the universe.
Oh. God, the stars are really bright tonight.
Yeah.
Look at the Milky Way. It's out of this world.
That's our galaxy. They say it's shaped like a lens, about 100,000 light years across and 20,000 thick at the center. We're kind of at the edge, about 30,000 light years from the center, where it's only 3,000 light years thick.
Huh. Oh, why is that over there, you see? Oh, why is that sort of like a luminous fog?
That's because the stars are so crowded.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's Sagittarius. Got clouds of stars. So close, you can't even count them. Just think, every one of them is a sun. Probably like ours, more or less. And may have planets like ours, more or less.
Hmm.
Some of those fuzzy little puffs out there are whole separate galaxies.
You mean that one fuzzy puff could be a galaxy as big as the Milky Way?
Sure. Our galaxy has about 100 billion stars. Over there, that's the Andromeda Nebula. It's 2.3 million light years away. It's a galaxy. They figure it's even bigger than ours. And over there, sort of looks like they broke loose, the Magellanic Clouds. They're really satellite galaxies. They're a lot smaller. Maybe only 6 billion stars. But one of them has one of the brightest stars there is. It's about 600,000 times brighter than our sun.
Wow. I take it you often spend your evenings like this out on deck.
Yeah. Over there is a star cluster. You think it's just a little round fuzzy star. But if you look close, like in the Great Hercules Cluster, you can have 100,000 stars in there. Or even a million.
Really makes me feel important.
Yeah. You're pretty insignificant, all right.
Thanks. I wonder how Dr. Mazur is coming along, deciphering those scrolls.
Okay, I guess.
Oh, is he on board?
Oh, sure. He's even set up a laboratory in his cabin. He's in there all the time.
Hmm. Do you know where we're headed?
At the port.
Oh.
We have one stop first. It's over there. The Merkle Mountains. It's beyond that. I think I'll say goodnight.
Oh, I'm still wide awake.
Well, when Captain Swallow finds you on board, he'll toss you in the galley with the cook again. So I think you should get some sleep.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, good night, little Frida.
You could try, counting sheep, Jack.
One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Wait a minute.
Long tip on you, Captain, did you?
Captain Swallow.
Oh.
I didn't jump ship, honestly. I faded away.
Oh, you faded away.
Yes.
And now you're fading back.
Well, yes, sort of.
I took you on as cook's helper, did I
well,
not?
Yes, but I didn't...
I got a little secret for you.
You do?
When me crew awakes, They likes their morning chow. And if you don't feed them pronto, they be eating the sides of this ship, Survey.
I see.
Good. Now get out of that boat!
Yow!
Ow! Get a move on!
Aye. Yow!
Jack dresses and hurries to the ship's galley.
Ah, most strange area. The Iron Maple Mountain is numerous islands. Peoples known as Crowd Gypsy live on islands.
Crowd Gypsy?
Islands of float, you see.
Oh.
In the sky.
The islands float in the sky.
Ah, so. In a virtual archipelago.
Why are we going there?
Pick up cargo of sheep.
Sheep?
Special kind of sheep live on floating island.
Well, all right. Why are they special?
No need to bite. Sheep have wings.
Wing?
Wings.
Sheep have wings?
Ah, so.
Flying sheep?
Why not?
Sure. Why not?
Late in the afternoon, the blue swallow crosses the high range known as the Merple Mountains. And sure enough, there, scattered across the sky, are at least 100 tiny islands, floating just below the clouds.
Amazing.
The sails are trimmed. The blue swallow glides above the floating archipelago and then slowly settles down, mooring at the largest of these odd little islands.
Camp Swallow says we'll spend a night here.
Cloud gypsies.
Yeah. They'll use any excuse to celebrate. Boy, they'll be whooping it up tonight. See you later.
Excuse me.
Yep.
Say, aren't you old far-seeing Art?
Yep.
You worked for my aunt back at Inverness.
Yep.
What are you doing up here?
Retired.
A sheep farmer?
Could say that, yep.
I'll be. It's amazing that we should meet in this place.
Yep. Say, you want to learn something?
Sure. What?
Far seeing.
Huh?
Come on, I'll show you.
There's a hawk circling way up there. I bet he can see really far. Wait a minute. Is that it? Is that the art of far seeing?
Yeah, that's it. You see a long way from up there.
Can you teach me, Art?
Yeah, but you gotta strip down.
What?
Well, you can leave your skivvies on if you want, but you take everything else off.
Oh. Okay, what are you going to do?
I'll rub this stuff on you.
What is that, sage?
No.
It's some kind of herb.
Yeah. You'll find the same place sage grows.
It sure smells like sage.
Come on, get your clothes off
there. Okay.
Old Art crushes the leaves in his palm and rubs Jack's body with the strong, smelly herb.
Hey, Art, that tickles.
He's engulfed by the fumes of the herb. His skin tingles. A gentle, calming effect settles in.
All right. Now, you see that hawk up there?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you watch him closely.
Mm-hmm.
Close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But you keep watching him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you bring him in closer.
Mm-hmm.
Closer. Come on, you can do it. That's it. Now, you slide on in through the back of his head. That's it. Easy on in there.
Right.
Now, he knows you're in there, and he don't like it.
Yeah, I can feel that.
Now, look out to its eyes.
Good grief.
That's something, ain't it?
Wow. I can see for miles and miles. Everything. Even beyond the range of mountains. Plains and rivers beyond. Everything is so distinct. So clear, I can even see the movement of small creatures on the ground, way out in the distance. Hey, wait a minute. We're going into a dive.
Oh, God. I'm bailing out. So long.
Open your eyes.
That was incredible.
Yeah. Me next time, you just go ahead with that dive. It'll give you quite a thrill.
Dusk approaches. Jack looks out across the drifting islands, and there, crossing the rose-tinted twilight, is a sleek three-masted galleon, its great wings slowly rising and falling like a strange bird silhouetted against the dying light. As the ship draws closer, we see it's decked with colors, rows of flags crazily crisscrossing like rainbow webs spun by cosmic spiders, lazily flapping, brightly colored, except one. A simple black and white grinning skull.
My God, it's a pirate ship.
Yep.
But why all the flags?
It's her flagship.
Who?
You can see her standing there.
Where?
There, still as carved ebony she stands.
Good grief. It is her.
Jack's jaw drops, for he's staring at the pirate queen herself, mercilessly cruel and awesomely beautiful.
Oh.
The Black Mona Lisa. From across the islands, the cloud gypsies wave and shout.
Good Lord, she's firing.
Yeah.
Watch out! Look out! Duck! Duck! She didn't hit anything.
No, just saying hello.
Oh.
Night falls. The islands idly drift with the soft night breeze. Off to the west, flashes of sheet lightning ignite the sky.
Yeah, gypsy girl. Little lightning over there.
A stone?
Not for a while.
Cricket.
Yeah. Birds like it up here, too.
Who is she talking to?
The fire.
She's talking to the fire?
Come on, I'll show you something. Sit down.
Wow.
Yeah, we use the fire to communicate to others.
What others?
Well, people across the island sometimes. Spirits sometimes.
She can do that?
I taught her.
Is she all right?
Have a look.
Huh?
In the fire.
Oh. All right. It was so strange, little Frida. It's like a vision. I don't know if it was induced by the gypsy girl or what, but Missoula dying? Does it mean anything?
I don't know.
Well, I think I'm going to sleep out here tonight, under the stars.
Captain Swallow says they'll be loading the ship with sheep early tomorrow.
Well, I'll be up early.
Good night, Jack.
Good night, little Frida.
Jack sleeps, and Dr. Missoula, in his laboratory aboard the ship, works through the night. Meanwhile, over in the direction of the Merple Mountains, the seven bloody Snark brothers, the most bloodthirsty pirates in the realm, converse in their strange pirate tongue. Sharky Snark introduces the seven bloody brothers.
I be Sharky Snark.
I be Sharky.
Introducing from the port to starboard, we have Salty Snark.
Aye.
Snarty Snark.
Aye.
Sneaky Snark.
Huh? Aye.
Squeaky Snark.
Aye.
And Shrieky Snark.
Aye.
Stubby Snark. Snotty Snark. And last, and probably least, Snaky Snark. All together now.
3 million and 7 bloody snark brothers.
Hi. And what are we here for?
Get Jack Flanders.
A distant tinkling of bells and a chorus of bass awakens Jack.
Oh. Oh. My God. What a dream. It's morning.
High above, a hawk searches for breakfast.
I think I'll try a little far-seeing this morning.
Jack strips down to his skivvies. He rubs a strange herb upon his body. The scent is strong, reminding him of sage.
Wow.
He resumes his meditative position. His attention is drawn to a larger bird far off toward the horizon.
Oh, it's an eagle.
A gradual change takes place. It's as though the fumes of this strange herb had greased his soul. He slips out through the top of his head, moving rapidly through space, zeroing in on the bird. But as he nears...
Wait. This is no ordinary bird.
He tries to stop, to put on the brakes.
Oh,
but his momentum carries him on, and he tumbles right into the mind of...
A Frombok. Oh, no.
The great winged reptile is enraged by Jack's brazen intrusion into his mind. The Frombok's fierce anger suddenly grips Jack, shaking him mercilessly. And flings him back out into space. He spins over and over. Disoriented, he can't find his body.
Where's my body?
But the attraction to his body is strong.
Oh. Oh. Oh, no. Damn it. That thing is... It's coming for me.
Screeching down toward the floating island comes the mighty Frombok. Jack dives over the edge.
Yay!
And whoosh, wham, rip! The Frombok takes a chunk of the island as it passes. Crawling beneath, Jack's foot catches in a root.
Let go! Let go!
He slips.
Oh!
And dangles there, upside down.
Oh, no. Here it comes again.
Gracefully, the great winged creature glides up to Jack. It stops, grasping the underside of the island, and hangs there, upside down, staring into Jack's eyes.
Okay. I thought you were a feathered friend. I beg your pardon. Venus?
Velvet.
Velvet. Venus Velvet.
Beyond.
Beyond.
Never.
Mind. Beyond the never mind.
Them thunderheads be moving in. Get a move on.
Captain Swallow.
Oh, God, not you.
When I was far-seeing before, I saw over there three ships.
Where did you learn the art to far-see?
From an old friend of mine, old far-seeing art.
Old far... You be pulling on me, Gibby.
No, sir, I saw three ships. I think they're pirates.
Listen to me, folks! Get in there and offload them sheep!
The short-winged sheep are loaded into the hold of the ship. The cloud gypsies wave a fond farewell as the sky galleon gets underway. Meanwhile, back on the pirate's cove, Snaky Snark is speaking.
First o'er the plank will be the feisty old fort, Captain Swallow.
Captain Swallow!
Follow and Swallow will be the crew.
Even the sheeps will walk the plank.
The sheeps!
Ah! And in Dr. Missoula's cabin...
Let me see here. Existence after death. The physical body is composed of earthly material, and with death returns to earth. It's rather obvious. The second body, the astral, is composed of material of the planetary world. After a period of time, it also dies. The third body, known as the mental body, is composed of material of the sun. Can exist after the death of the astral body. The fourth body is composed of material of the starry world. Not belonging to our solar system, there is nothing within this solar system that can destroy it. That's very nice. I like that.
Unidentified flying ships to starboard!
Pirates?
They've got us to fire, Captain!
Ready with the long gun! Look alive there, men!
For there, a second ship to embark, closing fast!
More pirates?
Full sail dead into yonder thunderhead! We'll run for it!
Yikes!
Hold us, steady!
Yeah!
A third ship to leeward, Captain!
A third one?
Aye, I see me playing the red flag to the bloody snark, brother!
Snark, brother! Lord, I am good as snark, brother! Bring her along for a broadside, where my God stand!
Bring her along for a broadside!
Aye, aye! You there!
Me?
Ah, you! Plug up any holes we get from the old! I don't want to lose any sheep over here!
Aye!
Capitan, if we can outmaneuver them as snarks, we still have a fighting chance for the Thunderheads there.
Ah, give him a broadside! Fire!
As the lightning flashes and the cannons roar, the rain comes pouring down.
Watch out!
The sheep's be escaping.
What's this? Me cargo flying off? Where's the man responsible for letting go me cargo?
I think he's below, Captain.
I'm going to break his back and stop him in that hole.
We be the Seven Bloody Snark Brothers.
So what?
We wants to converse to you, Captain. You buffalo-brained lump!
Ah, well, the captain be available for a comment, you prune-nosed mollusk!
Ah, you tells him Sharky Snark wants to converse, you newt-drone dingo!
You can tell him yourself, you prong-horned skunk!
Why, you wealthy, deciduous amicule!
You turfy marmoset of fury in the
feet! Yes, sir! Shut up!
What do you want, you scurvy snarks?
We wants the one be known as Flanders. Calls himself Marcel Duchamp.
How much are you willing to pay for him?
Pay?
Arr,
he cost me a frumbok, numerous damages to me ship, a cargo of sheep. I expect some compensation for his hard.
Compensation?
We'll be drifting near the Thunderheads, Captain.
Why, we'll give them Flanders and Scoot for cover. I knows your wicked pirate queen. She'll pay a plenty for his hide. Make your offer.
60 gold ducats.
Ducats, you fool.
Ducats.
He cost over 1,500 in damages, he wrote.
Stop.
It'll buy us time, Captain.
Well, I knows. All right, he's yours.
Stand by for board.
No, you don't. We'll send him.
Ow. We could catapult him.
We'll catapult him.
What if you miss us?
We send him. You catch him.
All right. But no funny stuff.
The catapult is made ready. Jack is seated in a chair attached to the flip end of the catapult.
Rank her down.
She'll skin me alive.
Dr. Missoula has an idea.
I think I've solved your problems of materialization.
What be the range?
Between 100 meters.
It has to do with relaxation.
It does?
Yeah. Dr. Missoula believes if you relax, as though you're sitting in your overstuffed chair, you can go anywhere.
I'm going to be skinned.
When you're in the air, just relax.
I think he's right, Jacko.
Well, what if he isn't?
Ready!
Aye, aye!
Ready to catch him!
Ready!
Arr! Relax.
I'm trying.
Hurry up!
The cloud bank be engulfing the snow, Captain.
Cut him loose!
Yeah!
Here he comes! Get that net.
He's disappeared!
What? That slimy swallow. All right, what you got to say about that?
What I got to say?
And so as the wiry captain makes his escape, Jack once again finds himself back in his living room.
It's morning. Hello, chair. What did Missoula mean? Relax, and you can go anywhere. I wonder.
smoke and mirror.
Walk from Pedro show. That's Jeanette.
That was me.
Politano, Concrete Blonde, doing Memory of a Liar. Before that, we had Yensu Dumitrescu with his Apogeum. It's quite a piece.
Cool rainy day set.
Let's see what the cover. Oh, yeah, we got some rain. It's for 22 wind instruments and 3 groups of percussion. It's a Romanian kit. I got this record last night. It's a birthday present. Although, my birthday's not till Saturday, so it's a week early. From Lyman of Listenship. Thank you, Lyman. Trippy piece. Yeah, we got rain here in Pedro. It's gray. So don't be a tonta. Drive safe. Before that, we had Class War. Mission to Burma doing that Dill song from long ago. And we started off the third hour with the third part of The Incredible Adventures of Jack Flanders. Jack jumping into the mind of a Fromborg. Pirates are Snark Brothers. Quite an adventure. Speaking of pirates, we're going to play a band here called the Scallywags. And it's called The Ballad of Brown Duck, Watt from Pedro Show.
Curtain.
I don't know what's wrong with the CD. All those things
is
happen.
Is that the left side one?
No, it was the right side
one. Troubles.
So, yeah, won't be able to hear the Ballad of the Brown Duck. Yeah, will we?
Hunter got him unexpectedly.
So, let's play, got a scramble here and improvise. Didn't expect that to happen. We'll play the Garage Dogs, and here's a song called Girl, Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you. money, cause I'm soundbound. Yeah, money cause I'm sick. Yeah, we think I'm gonna get to push that. You know, you do what we know, that money don't get to dick. You ain't got to be no ass. Oh, now to have a problem, money fix it.
Watt from Pedro Show. To make up for the scallywags getting cut,
arr,
I played a little Johnny Thunders there, Heartbreakers, Pirate Love. The Lost. You like the pirate Lost. Georgie used to laugh when he heard this song, too. It is a funny song. Yo, what a captain of a pirate ship, Johnny Thunders. For that we had... the CD was marked wrong, so that wasn't Girl, that was Money by the Garage Dogs. And abbreviated version of Ballad of Brown Duck by Scallywags. Sorry about that, Scallywags. Something wrong with CD. We only got a couple minutes out of a 10.5 minute opus.
Teaser.
So, yeah, thinking about Martin. He was a great guy. He's a funny cat. I remember we used to go to Zed, this record store in Long Beach, and we'd get some records just by, you know, this is old days of punk, and we hadn't heard of a lot of these bands, and so we'd pick a record just because of the cover or the name of the band or something, and then we wouldn't listen to it till we got home, and the weekend come and take a bunch of L. And lose our brains. Listen to this stuff. God, I remember, I think it was Essential Logic. Martin really liked Essential Logic. When Laura Logic quit X-Ray Specs, she started her own band. She made this trippy album. It had sax. Maybe that's why I liked it, because he was a sax player. But man, it was... For the credits, they didn't put her vocals as vocal or singing. They put warbling. And that's the way she sang. She was so trippy. And the music was really bizarre. That same night, we heard Cabaret Voltaire's first album. It was called Cut Up or Mix Up or something. And it was insane. Spacey, dub, weird thing. No preconceptions, you know, we just let it tumble, and our minds were all laid naked by the chemicals, so it's quite an experience. And God, we went to so many gigs together, spent a lot of time. Really sad that he had to leave, but this show maybe is in memory of him. Not like all the songs were about him or something. I played a bunch of recordings that had him on and stuff. But I've been thinking about him since I was told last night. A lot of my old friends I think of time to time, you know. Like where they are now, and then you hear news like that, and it's I guess as you get older, the odds are there's more folks like that.
Yeah,
it's going to happen.
Yeah, more frequently.
You know, because I mean, it happens with young people too, but maybe get a little more frail as we get older. And I was talking to him on the phone before the last tour, and God, he sounded in such good spirits. And, so it's still kind of a shock to me. But maybe it's a lesson somewhere in that, where we just got to be intense in every moment and not take anything for granted. You don't know how long we got on the stage here. So, Brother Matt, thank you much for your assistance. Talia, thank you for coming by. We're going to get this other turntable set up so you can do your trips again.
Yeah, get them out of storage.
I'm getting them.
Yeah. Like get a. Oh, yeah, your records are in storage.
I'm getting them on Saturday.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Great. And then we're going to hook up a little shelf unit so you can have two of them here.
Burrito Day Saturday.
Yeah, Friday Burrito Day. You got to come.
Saturday.
First in Alameda. Yeah, Saturday.
What?
Sorry. Yeah, my birthday.
Birthday.
I had one birthday. Then this nightmare comes around every year. And I start another lap around the sun. Okay. Thanks again. December 14, 2003 edition of the Watt from Pedro show. On its way out. Keep your powder dry.